T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All righty, May 10th, 1987. Eric Sleepy Floyd at 51 in a playoff game against the Los Angeles Lakers playing for the Golden State Warriors. One of the top 75 players in Warriors history. Eric, thank you so much for joining us, man. I really appreciate it.
Man, thanks for having me. How you guys doing today?
We're doing great. You know, this crossed my mind when I found out we were having you on. How would a John Thompson Georgetown team try to defend a Steph Curry and Warriors team from when they were clicking, you know, during their dynasty?
Oh, my goodness. We would have been four-court trapping all the way, double-teaming him every time he got the ball. You know, we had a physical team back then as well with Patrick Ewing and a lot of our guards that were from the New York and D.C. area were very physical. So, you know, it was a lot more physical back then, too. So I think we would have been able to bump him and hold him and grab him and whatever it took to try to slow him down. But I'm sure that they may not have stopped him as well. So he's a phenomenal player, and he's setting the standards so high in the NBA throughout his career, and he seems to be getting better and better.
Yeah, those Georgetown teams among the best defensive college teams that I certainly have ever seen. Sleepy, let me ask you this. In today's day and age, could a team ever be that effective defensively with today's rules? And I'll use college or pros.
No, not at all. Because you're not able to impede a player's progress. For example, if someone's going across the lane, you can't body check them or get in front of them like you used to do. You can't hand check. And you just can't bump. It's just not a physical game. So I think our style of play in today's game wouldn't be as effective against the players of the day today. And the players of the day are so talented and multifaceted that they would be hard to defend in any era. For example, Steph and Clay and guys like that that could really shoot and also handle the ball. So I'm sure they could play in any era, but for us to play in this area would have been very challenging with our style of play. But we would have been able to adjust as well and compete in this era as well.
Eric, do you get the sense that the league, maybe this year, they're starting to get back to a little bit more defense-oriented than it's been? I know with some of the rule changes, there have been some games where there's been more physicality. There's been more guys maybe mixing it up than there have been in recent years. Do you sense
the league's trying to find that balance? You know how, just like you said, with the recent rule changes as far as guys drawing fouls and drawing it, jumping into the defensive player, creating uncalled for contact, and basically taking advantage of the rules. So I'm so glad that the NBA has changed that. We're getting back to a little more physicality. Guys are really having to use their talents and not just their, sneakiness or whatever to draw fouls to get to the free throw line 15 times a game. So I think it's getting back to where you really have to earn your points. You have to earn them in an honest way. The flopping and things of that nature are being taken out of the game, which makes it a better game.
Sleepy, how much, and we're talking to Sleepy Floyd, Eric Sleepy Floyd, former Golden State Warrior, great. Do you get to see a lot of the Warriors?
Oh, yeah.
Days?
I mean, they're always on national TV. So I live here in Charlotte, North Carolina. So I see quite a few of the Golden State games. They carry them on the different national networks. Then when they're on national TV over the weekend. So I see my fair amount. I probably see just as many Golden State Warriors game, or probably more than I do, and I live right here in Charlotte, of the Charlotte Hornets.
Can they win it all, the Warriors, from what you've seen early?
Oh, without a doubt, they're the favorites. I like their chemistry. I think with Klay being out, has allowed Jordan Poole to develop and get comfortable out there and making shots and taking shots and figuring out how his game fits in the NBA scheme of things. It's allowed, you know, other players to develop. Although we hate this, that Klay got injured, but the team has come together. Andrew Wiggins is coming into his own and playing very well, not only on the offensive end, but the defensive end, which is one of Klay's strong suits. So he stepped in very nicely and kind of filled that void while Klay has been absent. So I think they're definitely well-rounded. I think they're in the top three team defensive statistically in the league. And what that does, it leads to fast break and early opportunities and easier shots. So you have a higher percentage, shooting percentage as a team and as individuals, where you can get out and run and really take advantage of the defense, you know, before the defense gets set.
Sleepy, I want to ask you about Jordan Poole, because you mentioned him, and what do you think the biggest adjustment is going to be? You know, he's found his game. Klay's going to obviously come back and start, but he could be a really good sixth man. But he's, how difficult a challenge is that going to be a guy that can be such a great scorer, but to sort of put your game in a box where you're going to have to be a bench player on this particular team?
I think the most important part of that is that he started so many games now. So he doesn't view himself as a reserve or a supporting player, so to speak. He views himself as a starter, even though he may not start when Klay gets up to speed. So when he enters the game, he's going to have that mentality that he's a starter. So I think that's going to make it a lot easier. And I'm sure Steve Kerr is going to will rotate the players where they're getting consistent minutes. They know how many minutes they're going to play. So I think it doesn't just fall on Jordan Poole. It's going to be up to the coaching staff to make sure that Jordan is just as productive. Maybe he won't score as many points when Klay comes back because his shot attempts will go down. But it would be up to the coaching staff to really implement him and make sure he stays in tune and stays aggressive on the offensive end. And even if he has some off nights, you have confidence in him to come back the next night or take the same shots that he normally makes if he's missing them. And this is still confidence. This is his second year, I think, and so he's a young player. But he's established himself now as a top, one of the better players in the league. And I think people around the league respect this game. I mean, I hear how they talk about him and discuss him here, even on the East Coast. So he's really blossoming, and you know, what a great pickup for the Warriors. They do such a great job selecting players and developing them, and the coaching staff, you know, has always been amazing. So it's going to be a great year. They got a great opportunity. They got up to a great start, and if they can keep that up and get home court advantage in the playoffs, anything is possible.
Eric, thank you so much for joining us, man. Really appreciate it.
Oh, man, thanks for having me on, and anytime.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.